So if you put us in the Congress,
把我们送到白宫去
send us to the White House,
是世界就好了吗
Does that mean the world is going to get better?
所以请记得
Brothers and sisters, remember,
这就是但以理书第七章
This is Daniel chapter 7.
和第二章不一样的地方
The difference between that and chapter 2.
但是更稀奇
But more importantly, more interestingly,
当你读到第七章的时候
When you come to chapter 7,
是讲到第五个国
There's a fifth kingdom.
但是很稀奇
But it's amazing.
第五个国叫做人子的国。
The fifth kingdom is called the kingdom of the son of man.
稀奇吧
Isn't it interesting?
当读第二章的时候
So chapter 2.
金银铜铁跟石头是对比的。
Gold, silver, bronze, and iron is in contrast to the stone.
现在有第五个国要起来。
Now there's going to be a fifth kingdom.
这个国不是兽的国。
This kingdom is not the kingdom of the beast.
是人子的国。
Kingdom of the son of man.
你知道人子什么意思
What does son of man mean?
在希伯来文呢。
Hebrew,
他们缺少很多的形容词
So they have very few adjectives
所以他们常常把两个名词呢就变当作形容词
So they put two nouns together to use it as an adjective
我举个例子
I'll give you an example
讲的一个人是忧患之子
so
忧患的人是
So when you speak about someone as man of sorrow
你怎么来形容他
How do you describe a sorrowful man
所以这希伯来文呢
So in Hebrew
叫做 son of sorrow
You call it the son of sorrow
明白吗
You see that
一个常常安慰别人
One who comforts others.
叫他 son of consolation.
Son of consolation.
那就是巴拿巴嘛。
And that's Barnabas.
明白吗？
You see that?
去读希伯来文你要记得。
So when we Hebrew, you have to
remember. 因为希伯来文确实好形容词。
Because there are not many adjectives.
所以 son of 什么 son of 什么。
So son of something, son of something.
你就知道他是形容什么说的。
It is describing something.
所以同样的。
The same way.
The son of man.
The son of man.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
很清楚
Very simply,
the son of sorrow,
the son of sorrow,
他是忧愁的人
he is a sorrowful man,
son of a consolation,
son of encouragement,
他是个安慰人
he is one who encourages, son of man,
他是人的人
he is a man of man,
明白吗
you see that?
所以很稀奇
so amazingly,
如果一个国是兽的国
if there is a kingdom of the beast,
另外一个国是人的国
one, the other one is a kingdom of man,
现在你才明白
now you start to understand,
只有第五个国
only the fifth kingdom,
才是人子的国
is truly the kingdom of man,
人在这个国度里面才真正有人权
so man truly then has rights in this kingdom,
你在兽的国里面不可能有人权
in thekingdom of the beast, you do not have rights.
也谈不到女权。
You don't talk about women's rights.
谈不到各样的权。
You cannot talk about all these rights.
所以要记得。
So remember,
有一天
one day,
第五个国要起来。
There's going to be a fifth kingdom that will rise up.
只有当人的国的人子的国的时候。
Only when the kingdom of the son of man arises.
你就知道说这就是第五个国。
This is the fifth kingdom.
所以稀奇不稀奇
Isn't it amazing?
主耶稣来到地上
The Lord Jesus came to the world
他有多少次怎么最少有八十次
At least 80 times he said
人子来
The son of man
是要怎样怎样怎样
Came in order to X, Y, and Z
我们的主称他自己是人子
Our Lord Jesus called himself son of man
他的的确是神的儿子
He is the son of God
但他的的确确也为我们道成肉身
But he was also the word that became flesh for us
所以他所建立的国度
So the kingdom that he establishes
和兽的国度不
is different than the kingdom of the beast.
做父亲的更像父亲。
The one who is a father is more like a father.
做母亲的更像母亲。
The one who is a mother more like a mother.
做儿女的更像儿女。
The one who are children are more like children.
所有蒙恩得救的人。
All of us who have been saved.
每一个人都像人。
All of us are just like men.
像模像样的人。
We are proper men.
当人今天犯罪的时候。
When people sin.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
不像人
they no longer like men.
当人羞耻在人犯罪的时候
when they are sinning in shame,
甚至有的时候一点点羞耻的感觉也没有
as if they have no shamefulness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
请我们记得
let us remember,
今天主拯救我们
the Lord saves us,
把羞耻的心放在我们里面
he places us in a shameful heart.
而这个国度什么国度呢
what is that kingdom?
就是人子的国度
kingdom of the son of man.
所以当你读到第七章的时候
chapter 7
现在你要问
so you want to
ask, 但你要问说这四只兽是指的什么
What are these four beasts referring to?
明白吗
You understand
所以现在你要回答了
So you have to answer
你要去读但以理第七章
Daniel chapter 7
当你读第七章的时候
When you read Daniel 7
那很清楚的
Very clearly
有两个答案
There are two answers
第一这四只兽指的四个国度来说
So these four beasts speaks of four kingdoms
但这四支圣物呢，又指着四个王来。
But it is also refers to four kings.
换句话说
，In other words,
每一个国度有个代表性王。
Every kingdom has a representative king.
很清楚的。
It's very clear, right?
所以现在明白吗
？So you now understand?
如果第五个王要起来的话
，So if the fifth king is going to come,
一定要等到第四个，前面四个王经过了。
So the four kings before have to go and pass it.
所以现在呢，但以理就给我们看见。
So now Daniel shows us.
第一个王叫尼布加。
First king was Nebuchadnezzar.
圣经里面记载的。
The Bible recorded about him.
你看见吗
？You see that?
第二个王。
The second king.
古列王。
Is King Cyrus.
那古列实在说来是波斯王的第一个皇帝。
So Cyrus was first emperor in Persia.
然后亚历山大。
And Alexander.
那这个大脚。
And then he's that great horn.
那么弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在我们要问。
So we want to ask.
等到圣经四个王都提起来以后。
So when, after the Bible mentions the four kings.
然后第五个王就开始。
Then the fifth king will come.
好了我们在旧约里面找到三个王。
We found three kings in the Old Testament.
我再说一遍。
Let me repeat.
尼布加尼撒。
Nebuchadnezzar.
古列。
Cyrus.
然后第三个是亚历山大。
Third is Alexander.
对不对这是旧约。
This is the Old Testament.
那么现在我们要问。
We want to ask.
如果人子的国出现
了。If the kingdom of the Son of Man appears.
如果人子国的国王诞生的话。
If that king is born.
那一定在这三个王这四个王以后对不对
So it must be after these four kings, right?
所以现在我们要问。
So we want to ask.
圣经有没有提到第四个王的名字呢
So did the Bible talk about the name of the fourth king?
好我们一同来看路加福音。
Let's look at the book of Luke.
第二章第一节。
Chapter 2 verse 1.
当那些日子。该撒雅古士都有旨意下来叫天下人民都报名上册
Now in those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth
所有读历史人都知道
All historians know
代表罗马帝国的是奥古斯都
So the one that can represent Rome is Augustus
好像代表希腊帝国的是亚历山大一样
Just likeAlexander the Great represented the Greek Empire.
现在圣经里面
So now in the Bible,
四个名字都提起来
All four names have been mentioned.
如果都提起来的话
If it mentioned all four names,
你再读下去
If you keep on reading,
那应该就是第五个王要出现了
Then
对不对
the fifth king will come, right?
然后我们读第二节
In verse 2,
这是居里牛做叙利亚巡抚的时候
This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria.
头一次行报名上册的时候
And everyone was on his way to register for the census.
众人各归各城报名上册约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太去到了大卫的城
So Joseph also went up from Galilee from the city of Nazareth to Judea to the city of David which is called Bethlehem
名叫伯利恒因他本是大卫一族一家的人
Because he was of the house and family of David
要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上册
In order to register along with Mary who was engaged to him
那时玛利亚身孕已经重了
While they were there the days were completed for her to give birth
他们在那里的时候玛利亚的产期到了
And she gave birth to her firstborn
就生了头胎的儿子
And she wrapped him in cloth
用布包起来
laid him in a manger
放在马槽里
Because there was no room for them in the inn.
因为客店没有地方。
Because there was no room for them in the inn.
然后我们看第十一节。
And then verse 11.
因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
你们要看见婴孩包着布。卧在马槽里，那就是记号。
This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
这牧羊人呢
？So the shepherds
真的去找我们的主的时候
，They went to look for the Lord.
他在马槽里面。
They saw and found him in a manger.
就找到他们的救主。
They found their savior.
你知道天使怎么说呢
？What did the heaven say？
就是主基督。
It is the Christ, the Lord.
你看 the Lord 这个主这个字。
The word Lord
在那个时候就用在罗马皇帝身上
That time it was only used for the Roman emperor
所以他们都说 the Lord Caesar 他们讲的
They said the Lord Caesar
明白吗
You see that
所以主下面一定是凯撒
So the name after Lord must be Caesar
那么雅古斯的是主
So Augustus was Lord.
在那个时候，在他们是主。
At that time, he was the Lord.
但天使怎么说呢？
What did the angel say?
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
这是第五个国。
This is the fifth kingdom.
明白吗？
You understand that?
现在那个四个兽的国过去了。
So the four kingdoms of the beast have passed.
所以第五个国要起来了。
The fifth kingdom is going to rise up.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
他就是主基督。
He is Christ the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
等到你读到第七章的时候。
When you read chapter 7.
但以理现在快七十岁。
Now Daniel's almost 70.
他重新看他年轻的时候看见过。
So he looks at again what he read, when he knew about when he was young.
他解释不一样。
He explained it differently.
他看见不一样。
What he saw was different.
在第二章里面。
In chapter 2,
明明主耶稣是最后才来的。
Of course, the Lord was the last one to come.
现在很稀奇。
But amazingly,
这个雅古斯都来了以后，
after Augustus came,
你看主耶稣就降生在伯利恒。
And then the Lord Jesus is born in Bethlehem.
那么你说，这是不是那幅图画？
So is it that picture?
一点都不错。
It's true.
你再去读第七章的时候，
And you read chapter 7,
你就看见后来但以理看见一个什么样的一个什么样的异象呢？
What vision did Daniel see?
他看见人子驾云而来。
See, he said, the Son of Man coming in the clouds.
他慢慢就到宝座面前。
And he slowly ascended to the throne.
你还记不记得？
So you remember?
约翰和其他的门徒。
So John and other apostles.
看见我们的从橄榄山升到云端。
They saw the Lord Jesus ascend to the edge of the clouds.
云端以后他什么也看不见。
After the clouds, John couldn't see anymore.
他们看不见。
They couldn't see it.
但以理看见。
But Daniel saw it.
但用时间的望远镜看到了。
Daniel used the telescope of time to see it.
原来他所看见那个人子，
so the son of man that he saw,
他升到天上，
he ascended to heaven.
结果天国就开国 inaugurated.
So the kingdom of the heavens was inaugurated.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗？
See that?
这就是人子的国。
So this is the kingdom of the son of God.
很稀奇，很稀奇。
Son of man.
当你读第二章的时候，
When you read chapter 2,
你只看见主耶稣第二次来。
You only see the Lord's second coming.
你看不见主耶稣第一次来。
You cannot see his first coming.
但等到你读第七章的时候，
When you read chapter 7,
你看见主耶稣不只是降生在马槽，
but he was not just born in the manger,
为我们钉在十字架上，
he was crucified for us on the cross,
他也升到天上，
he ascended into heaven.
稀奇不稀奇？
Isn't it amazing?
在这里给我们看见，
so here it shows us,
但以理给我们看见，
so Daniel shows us,
严格说来，
strictly speaking,
他一直看到主耶稣最后一次来，
he saw until our Lord's second coming.
但到底但以理书，
But in the book of Daniel,
他重要是给我们看主耶稣第一次来。
His focus is still on the Lord's first coming.
所以读到第七章，
So when we come to chapter
7, 经过了五十年以后，
After 50 years,
你看见圣灵就解释他所看见的预象。
So Holy Spirit explained the vision that he saw.
现在我们就知道，
Now we know,
原来讲到我们主耶稣，
When we talk about our Lord Jesus,
他不只是等到最后他来到地上做王，
Not only is he going to be the king at the end of the age,
那块磐石掉在脚下，
That is going to be a huge stone striking the foot. He's going to conclude the whole world.
这一点都不错的。
That's true, it's this way.
更好的消息。
But the better news is,
2000年前主耶稣已经来。
2000 years ago, the Lord Jesus already came.
他为什么来呢？
Why did he come?
他要建立一个国度。
He's going to establish a kingdom.
那个国度跟兽的国度刚好是相反的。
His kingdom is completely opposite to the kingdom of the beast.
跟这个世界的国度刚好是相反的。
Completely opposite to the kingdom of this world.
这个世界有豹。
This world has a leopard.
这个世界有花纹。
This world has spots.
有科学。
Has science.
有民主制度。
Has democracy.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
人却是罪人。
But man is still a sinner.
所以为着要完成神所要完成的。
So in order to accomplish what God was going to accomplish.
为着要完成亚历山大的梦。
To accomplish the dream of Alexander the Great.
结果乃是因为主耶稣为我们钉在十字架上。
It's because the Lord Jesus was crucified for us on the cross.
所以稀奇。
So isn't it amazing?
如果我们读但以理书的话，
If we study the book of Daniel,
我想读到这里，我们一个很高兴。
I think we must be very excited now.
读到这里，我们就觉得我们明白但以理书。
So now we understand the book of Daniel.
第二章。
But chapter 2,
还有第七章，
and chapter 7.
第二章讲到主耶稣第二次来。
Chapter 2 talks about our Lord's second coming.
第七章给我们看主耶稣第一次就来。
Chapter 7 talks about the Lord Jesus coming already the first time.
那现在问题就是，
the problem is this.
怎么样把它连在一起？
How do you connect the two?
等到主耶稣讲到但以理书的时候
But when the Lord Jesus talks about the book of Daniel
他没有提第二章
He didn't mention chapter 2
也没有提第七章
He didn't mention chapter 7
他提的是第九章
He mentions chapter 9
原来第九章乃是整本但以理书的灵魂
So chapter 9 is the soul of the book of Daniel
明白吗
You see that?
现在我们的主把整本但以理书把它总结在一起
So now our Lord summarizes the whole book of Daniel
第二章跟第七章是很重要的基础
SoChapter 2 and 7 are very important foundations. One talks about the Lord's first coming. One talks about the Lord's second coming. So we know all prophecies surround either his first coming or second coming. But who was able to summarize